local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Bobby and Austin here in the studio with you. Bobby must not be at his mic right now. That's why there was a moment of silence, so I guess that's my bad. I'll just pick it up from here. Getting right into our top three stories here for you. Iranian state media is reporting that a Hamas leader who was in Iran has been killed by an attack from Israel. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby today refused to confirm reports that Israel killed a political leader of Hamas in Iran, and the White House says it's too soon to say what the attacks in Lebanon and Iran could mean for a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Also, President Biden is set to kick off the Democratic National Convention with a primetime speech where he will allegedly focus on passing the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris. The convention is set to begin August 19th in Chicago, and Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will be broadcasting and reporting there live. Speaking of Bobby Rossi, I think I just heard him clear his throat. How are you, sir?
Doing good. I had the microphone on the mutes. That's okay, though. You continue on, Vice President Kamala Harris.
All right. Vice President Kamala Harris, as Bobby just said there, will soon announce her running mate, and she will hold her first rally with her new vice presidential pick on Tuesday in Philadelphia. The location suggests that she should, or she could, rather, choose Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who is considered to be on her short list already. I don't know why you would have. I don't know why you would announce your VP in the state where a prime candidate is, and it not be him. But what do I know?
Yeah, I guess we'll find out soon enough before Tuesday at least. So, some local headlines here for you. A Beulah woman that was shot last weekend has now passed away, according to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Deputies arrived at the home shortly before the 25-year-old woman was taken to the hospital, and the investigation is ongoing.
And a decomposing body was found this morning on Palafox Street near Burgess Road. The Sheriff's Office Crime Scene Unit arrived at the scene about 5 o'clock this morning, and investigators are still working to determine a cause of the death, but said that the death did not appear to be the result of a crime.
A Gulf Shores man named Nicholas Tomlin has been arrested and accused of child abuse and drug possession. Officers responded to Moe's Landing Monday night around 8:30 p.m. and found the intoxicated man trying to cross the highway with three children between the ages of 2 and 4.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's being held at the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office Correction Center, and Department of Child and Human Services is involved as well.
Thank goodness. And reports are that TSA lines at the Pensacola Airport are much improved over last year. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says the TSA is required to self-report when wait times exceed 35 minutes. And apparently that's only happened a few times this year compared to around 14 times last year. Changes are also reportedly being made to change the optics of the wait line, including the terminal exit being changed so more queue lanes can be added, which will keep the line from snaking through the hallway.
Sometimes the optics are bad enough, just even if there's not a line, you just see that snaked, you know, ropes that you got to walk back and forth,
right,
back and forth. Even if there's nobody in line, you're just like, the optics of that is daunting sometimes. Several Penn Air Credit Union ATM machines are now back in service after being shut down temporarily because of nearly undetectable skimmer devices. The skimmers reportedly use pinhole cameras to capture PIN numbers being entered on the keypad. Three machines were in Pensacola, one on 9th Ave and two on Garden, and another one was on Woodbine Road in Pace. Penn Air has now checked all of their ATM machines for the devices, and officials believe an organized crime ring is responsible, and the investigation is ongoing.
And in April, Escambia County leased the 68-acre former International Paper Golf Course in Cantonment to develop it into a park. This week, the Escambia County Commission is set to approve the purchase of a play structure and 704 square feet recreational shelter with tables for the property. The golf course has been closed since 2017, and Escambia County plans to use the land for disc golf and walking trails in addition to the pavilion and playground. The park will be open only during daylight hours, though.
It seems like we just finished the Blue Angels show on Pensacola Beach, but we're fortunate enough to have two Blue Angels shows. The upcoming Homecoming Air Show will be November 1st and 2nd. General admission, parking, and blanket seating are free, but premium preferred seating options will be available tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Box seating, which are individual reserved folding chairs and theater-style arrangements located left of center, will also be available. These individual seats are $50. Tickets can be purchased through the Airshow website, naspensacolaairshow.org.
And Pensacola's Five Sisters Restaurant has received $50,000 in grant money from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. It's part of a grant program for backing historic small restaurants, and 50 small restaurants across the country were selected for the grant program, and Five Sisters is the only recipient in Florida. The money will be used for exterior renovations such as a new marquee sign, a mural, ADA improvements, and a relocation of the front entry and exterior lights.
Real quick here before we get to traffic, there's a new four-way stop in downtown Pensacola. Two new signs were installed this week at the intersection of Tarragona and Romana. There were previously stop signs only at Romana. The city says the change was made to enhance pedestrian safety at that intersection. It's 5:15. Let's get traffic on the fives with Austin.
Yeah, that was a perfect story to lead into traffic as well. This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. It's going to back you up onto I-110 North because of some construction going on there. Also, very heavy backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road at this time. And speaking of Burgess, if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29, that's Pensacola Boulevard approaching Burgess Road, the backups have only worsened there. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street has some issues as well. Same can be said for North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Airport Boulevard. And lastly, the last main spot in Pensacola is going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's just some typical evening congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, we've had the temperature creeping up a bit. It's 87 degrees in Pensacola now. We are in a heat advisory, and we have had some thunderstorms today, and there will be about a 30% chance of them as we get into tonight. The low tonight is going to be 80 degrees with those thunderstorm chances and some clouds looming, and those will both bleed into your Thursday as well. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Speaking of weather, let's take a look at the tropics. We've been tracking this storm that is now getting close to the Bahamas right now, and it's looks like it's still headed to the state of Florida. Whether it will be a tropical depression or anything greater than that, we'll have to wait and see. Right now, it still has a 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. Either way, the storm is looking to hit about where Miami, Fort Lauderdale area is. And then after that, don't really know. Might ride right up the state, might go across the state into the Gulf, might not even hit the state, might just go further north and hit Georgia or South Carolina. It's still quite a ways out there right now. But they do expect by the time it's off the coast of Florida is when it will develop into something stronger. So 60% chance right now.
And many hospitals are experiencing a critical blood shortage after a cyber attack on One Blood, a nonprofit blood center that serves over 250 Florida hospitals. Many of the hospitals have had to cancel optional surgical procedures to help maintain their future blood supply. Now, blood centers across the country are sending blood and platelets to One Blood, and the AABB Disaster Task Force is coordinating national resources to assist with additional blood products.
And then, that's good to know, because that's... you gotta have blood supplies. The U.S. Department of Justice is asking a judge to throw out a Florida lawsuit aimed at new federal gun regulation. A motion filed in Hillsborough County federal court earlier this week argues that the state doesn't have legal standing to challenge the rule that will require more background checks on buyers. The case against the regulation was filed by Attorney General Ashley Moody last May, who claims FDLE will have to handle a surge of background check requests. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice says the FBI could step in to help the state. A hearing on the issue has not yet been scheduled.
And recent coyote attacks on small dogs are prompting the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to meet with residents in Wilton Manors. Biologist Jane Johnston says coyotes have been spotted in all 67 Florida counties, so you need to learn how to deal with them. With this being about Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, I'm assuming they want you to handle it in a better way than what Bobby proposed last hour with just the pistol. She says you need
to make
noise to to get them to run away by waving your arms and stomping your feet. Coyotes rarely attack humans, but they do attack dogs, so Johnston says you need to walk them close to you on the leash and also secure your trash, because that's something that could obviously attract them. So that is very important to keep in mind, especially if they've been spotted in all 67 Florida counties, so be on the lookout for them. 519 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll continue with our state headlines and get some national news in as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Learning how to deal with criticism is a major part of life for every person. The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, helped shed some light on dealing with critics when he said the following, and I quote, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who, at best, knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who, at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Ladies and gentlemen, critics come and go, but I encourage you to continue to dare greatly.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our hope sponsors include Autumn Beck Blackledge, PLLC.
Bill Sheffield Realty.
Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
International Paper.
And Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now on on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I forgot where we left off. Did we talk about the Python Challenge yet?
No, we did not.
Let's talk about the Python Challenge. Python Challenge coming up in August. That's a grand prize of 10 grand. 10 grr for the person who removes the most invasive Burmese pythons from the Everglades. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says anyone can participate in the python hunt. It runs August 19th through the 18th. If you would like to participate, registration is open through the final day of the challenge. So in other words, even if it's August 17th, you can go ahead and register and go get a python. The entry fee is $25. All participants, whether novice or professional, are required to complete a free online training, and you got to pass a quiz with at least an 85% score. So I was asking you before, would you do a Burmese python hunt?
No. I don't know anything about them. I've never hunted them. It sounds like you have, but I never have.
They're just big old snakes, man. That's all they are, just big old snakes. I would definitely hunt them. I used to hunt. I was a kid growing up in Tennessee. I used to hunt water moccasins and copperheads and rattlesnakes and all that stuff. Just as a kid, go around and try to find poisonous snakes and kill them. And even though Burmese pythons are not poisonous, when I was in the Philippines, I remember the first one I killed was coming through town, and like the villagers were like freaking out. So I just went and got my machete and went up behind it and chopped its head off, and then skinned it and ate it. It was yummy, and everybody was happy. And so, I would definitely go after. My concern with going and hunting pythons in the Everglades is not the pythons. It's the gators.
Yeah.
That would be that's my holdup. I have no problem hunting pythons, but I don't want to be like attacked by a bunch of gators trying to hunt a python.
No, so, that is true. Yeah. And that's the thing. That's why I said, like, especially in the Everglades. Yeah, no, you really wouldn't catch me doing that. All righty. Just past 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Several backups here in Pensacola, especially if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, you're going to be backed up onto I-110 North. Also have some backups still at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And also, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess, then it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive, and then further north as you approach Blue Angel Parkway. Also, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive has some pretty heavy backups over there. Outside of that, it's just Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Looking at the weather here, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola right now. We do have a heat advisory that we are in the middle of, and there are chances of thunderstorms as we get into tonight, about a 30% chance, and our low is going to be 80 degrees. Both the cloudiness and these thunderstorms that we're going to see tonight do have a chance, at least, of bleeding into tomorrow. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, continue on here with some other statewide news. Two teenagers are facing charges in connection to a shooting in Sarasota. Police say a young victim was found shot near the city's Amaryllis Park area early yesterday morning. A 14-year-old accused of attempted murder was arrested. Police say a 15-year-old and a 36-year-old were taken into custody on drug charges. Investigators are still trying to figure out the moments leading up to the incident.
My goodness. And the Hillsborough Sheriff's Office now says a deadly overnight mobile home fire in Plant City was deliberately set. Hillsborough Fire Rescue Lieutenant Danny Alvarez says one person inside the home called 911 saying everyone was trapped with no way out. Four people and three dogs were ultimately killed in the blaze. 25-year-old Sean Gossett lived in the house and is accused of setting the fire with the intent of killing everybody inside. He is behind bars on four counts of murder and arson.
And the Tampa Bay Rays are continuing to celebrate a major win for the team and the city of St. Petersburg. The Rays held a news conference earlier today to highlight last night's approval from Pinellas County Commissioners for a plan to build a new ballpark near Tropicana Field. Now, if you haven't followed the Rays for a while, they've actually had proposals to play half their home games in Tampa Bay and another half in Montreal because they just haven't been able to get enough fans to come to the games. Their argument is that their stadium's run down and it's not attractive to fans and they needed a new stadium. Well, finally they got that approval. The plan will also redevelop the surrounding historic gas plant district. Mayor Ken Welch was at this morning's event thanks to the Rays, developers, and his staff for working tirelessly on the deal. The full project is expected to cost more than $6 billion, with the county investing more than $300 million. Officials are set to break ground on the project in January, with the stadium scheduled to be ready for opening day 2028.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty cool. That stadium is, it's always been a weird stadium. Even when it was first built, like the turf field on there was never like, it's like one of the worst turf fields that's ever out there. it faded almost immediately. It had seams that would come up on it. And then it had this kind of a weird design with Tropicana Field overall as well. And going to like the like the bathrooms, the hallways, and everything, it just for a stadium that's not that old, relatively speaking, it was behind the times in its design. And so it'll be interesting to see what the new design will look like. And I'm sure with all these $6 billion, well, it's not just the stadium, because that's the development around the stadium, but
yeah, it's like a huge complex thing.
Yeah, it's like a huge complex. That's what a lot of the baseball stadiums and teams are doing now, right? Is they're doing these big, huge, like, it's not just the stadium, it's all the stuff around the stadium. So it'd be interesting to see what happens for St. Petersburg after this build. All right, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 923. Coming up here next, we've got your sports updates, your top three stories again, and national headlines. So stick around.
I'm John Saucier. We're learning that 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two other terrorists awaiting trial in Guantanamo Bay have struck plea deals. They reportedly will be spared the death penalty. Former President Trump participating in Chicago in a Q&A at the National Association of Black Journalists Forum. He commented on Vice President Kamala Harris's ethnic background.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago, when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black.
Well, the former president had been asked why black voters should trust him. The White House called those comments insulting. And the Hamas top political leader was killed by a pre-dawn airstrike in the Iranian capital. The strike came hours after Israel had targeted a top Hezbollah commander in the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Iran says they will respond, and Israel is getting ready for that possible response. America's listening to Fox News.
With Your Money Now. The Biden administration today making a statement they probably hope will spell an assist at the ballot box this November. Starting today, tens of millions of borrowers with at least one federal student loan should be getting an email informing them of the administration's plan to cancel student debt for millions more people this fall. No application is required to be eligible. And in case you missed it, U.S. job openings dropped slightly last month, and it's a sign that the American labor market continues to cool off in the shade of those staggering high interest rates. There were almost 8.2 million job vacancies last month, according to the Labor Department. That's down from 8.23 million in May. Stocks finished the day higher. The Dow surged by 99 points. The S&P 500 ticked up 85, gaining 1.5%. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 452 points, good enough for 2.6% growth. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads and the horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. DJ Moore received a 4-year contract extension worth $110 million. The Bears are loaded on offense with Moore, Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, and DeAndre Swift. Last year, we saw CJ Stroud take over a Texans team in peril and instantly put them in the playoffs in the AFC. And with Williams walking into an easier situation, the Bears should be a playoff team in the NFC. I'm Zach Gelb.
Yeah. It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
2019. According to two witnesses, following a Republican fundraiser, Congressman Matt Gaetz is hosting an after-party in his hotel room. His date, a paid escort. According to one witness, the escort prepared lines of cocaine, rolled up a bill of cash, and snorted cocaine with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Got several spots to get into, unfortunately. On I-10, if you're traveling westbound, coming from I-110 north, we do have some backups there still from that construction going on in that area. Also got some heavy congestion on Pensacola Boulevard and North Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. The intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway has also been looking rough for a while now, and we have some backups on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound approaching Highway 87, and maybe a little bit of backups on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound just passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards the Glover Lane area. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. We are in a heat advisory. As we get into this evening, we're going to have 30% chances of thunderstorms with some clouds in the sky and a low of 80 degrees. And that cloudiness and storm chances are going to bleed into your Thursday. That's your traffic and weather together. Bobby?
All right. Top three stories here for you. Iranian state media is reporting that a Hamas leader who was killed in Iran has been killed by an attack from Israel. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby today refused to confirm those reports, and the White House says it's too soon to say what the attacks in both Lebanon and in Iran could mean for a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. President Biden is set to kick off the Democratic National Convention with a primetime speech where he will allegedly focus on passing the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris. The convention is set to begin August 19th in Chicago, and Andrew McKay from Pensacola Morning News and myself, Bobby Rossi, will be there to broadcast and report live. And final top three story, Vice President Kamala Harris is soon going to announce her running mate. At least she better, because she's going to be holding her first rally with the new vice presidential pick on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Being in Philadelphia suggests that she could choose Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who's one of them considered to be on her short list. Those are your top three stories. Let's get an Olympic medals update here for you, and then we'll get into some other sports stories. The United States still leads with a total medal count with 30. France is following close behind with 26, and then after that, it's kind of nobody. China has 19, so quite a ways down there. Now, the United States is only seventh overall when it comes to gold medals, though. China has 9, France and Japan have 8, Australia 7, Great Britain and the Republic of Korea have 6, and then we come in at 5 right there. So leading with total medals, but most of them are silvers and bronzes. When it comes to the upcoming schedule for the Olympics, we've got, well, it just didn't refresh. There we go. Okay, so the upcoming schedule will be badminton, beach volleyball, golf begins tomorrow, handball, and shooting are just some of the sports that'll be happening coming up. What else we got in sports, Austin?
Well, we got a couple of Olympic headlines here from today. The U.S. men's basketball team back on the hardwood for more Olympic action. The Americans are facing South Sudan for the top spot in Group C through 2 games. They've never played each other in the Olympics. They did have a pre-Olympic matchup that was pretty competitive. 101 to 100 was the final score there. The U.S. was on the winning end of that in Abu Dhabi earlier this month. And in gymnastics, the U.S. came up short in its effort to add a medal on the men's side. Paul Judah and Frederick Richard finished outside of the top 10 in the competition. As for the women's side, though, Simone Biles and Suni Lee will be competing in the women's all-around final on Thursday. As for the MLB, because that's the other main thing going on right now, we do have some score updates here for you. So several games are already in the books. Marlins beat the Rays 6-2. Yankees beat the Phillies 6-5. And the Braves beat the Brewers 6-2. Outside of that, it's been several blowouts. Cardinals beating the Rangers 10-1. Royals over White Sox 10-3. Orioles over Blue Jays 10-4. So we've had multiple 10-run teams here today, apparently. And a quick headline here for the San Diego Padres. They've set another single-game attendance record. The Padres beat the Dodgers 6-5 in 10 innings last night in front of 47,559 fans. That is a new single-game record, and the second one set this month at Petco Park, and they will host the Dodgers again tonight at 7:40.
Very nice. When it comes to national, national headlines, former President Trump clashed with reporters at the National Association of Black Journalists annual convention. He took particular ire with the very first question from Rachel Scott from ABC News. She asked why black voters should trust him following his disparaging comments he's made about political opponents in the past. Trump said the introduction was graceful, disgraceful, and rude. And then, of course, he went on and questioned Vice President Kamala Harris's own racial identity, saying that she identified as Indian for years and years and years, but now she's turned black.
That's just such a blunt way for him to put it. Now she just turns black, wants to be known as black. My goodness. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance says criticism is the price of entry to the Republican presidential ticket. No debate there. He addressed the blowback from his 2021 comments on the societal value of women who don't have children. I think it was on Fox News a while back. He referred to some women as childless cat ladies in an interview. Oh, no, my bad. It was NBC. Harris's campaign has called Vance's political point of view weird, while Trump stands by his running mate. The Ohio Republican said that he has to take the shots since he'll be on the ballot this fall.
And then a floating barrier. We got quite a few stories pertaining to the border, by the way. A floating barrier in the Rio Grande, meant to discourage migrants from crossing into Texas, can stay for now. The decision by the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a previous decision by a panel of the court, and yesterday's ruling means the barrier can stay in place until a lower court decides the DOJ's laws.
and an arrest of migrants for illegally crossing the border to the United States from Mexico have plummeted about 30% in July to a new low for Joe Biden's presidency. The U.S. Border Patrol is expected to arrest migrants about 57,000 times during the month. That's down from the over 83,000 arrests in June, which was the previous low mark of Biden's presidential term.
Mm. And then last one here, San Diego County has issued a notice of violation against the agency overseeing sewage issues on the U.S. side of the border. So apparently the International Boundary and Water Commission has failed to maintain the Hollister water wastewater pump station at Imperial Beach. Therefore, sewage from Mexico has been flowing across the border into San Diego to the count of 300,000 gallons of sewage.
Gosh, gross. What a nightmare. And lastly here, very quickly before traffic and weather, the South Carolina Supreme Court ruling the death penalty options given to state inmates are legal. Chief Justice of the South Carolina Supreme Court, Don Beattie, helped issue the opinion on his last day on the bench before retirement. The opinion declares that the state can offer a choice between the electric chair, lethal injection, and firing squad, oddly enough, to inmates on death row. And with that, right on the nose, 5:45, not a second too late. Let's get another quick check of the roads and weather here. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street still has some backups there, pushing you onto I-110 north. Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road still dealing with some backups, and they're even worse on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. After that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Some of the other spots where we've been seeing some problems, luckily, appear to be breaking up at this time. So there's some good news for you there on the streets. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a 30% chance of thunderstorms as we get into tonight with a low of 80 degrees. And those chances of storms will bleed into your Thursday. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Moving on to into some lighter stories here. With business and science and health, the Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. Now, however, they are talking about possibly going ahead and beginning to lower them. Rates have been the same in the same range for the past year. However, investors believe rate cuts are likely to begin in September. We shall see.
And Lululemon is pulling its latest leggings after customers complained that it made their butt look long. I don't know what the heck that even means. The Breeze Through leggings were priced for $98 and launched on July 9th. They were marketed as an innovative product with lightweight fabric and quick drying material. Has a V-shaped back seam that rises up from the seat of the pants all the way to the lower back. And apparently women complained that it was unflattering to their posterior. I guess I don't know what long. I don't know what like. Why would a butt long looking butt. Long be?
I don't know. Yeah, they don't want a long butt. I don't know what exactly that's. But apparently, it was bothering enough of them that they sent enough complaints that they just went ahead and pulled it. It hasn't even been a month yet, and they went ahead and just pulled it completely. So pretty crazy, right there.
I guess.
This is a cool story though. Peanut allergies becoming a bigger and bigger thing. More and more people have peanut allergies.
Right.
And now there's in Australia, there's babies that could receive treatment at hospitals. This is the first time a nationwide peanut oral immunotherapy program is part of a mainstream care anywhere in the world. That's according to a partnership between Australia's National Allergy Center of Excellence and the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. The program is open to infants under the age of 12 months who have been diagnosed with peanut allergies and lets them see a specialist at the pediatric hospital in one of the participating states in Australia. The aim is to have them build up a tolerance and achieve remission in their peanut allergies. Pretty cool.
No, that's an awesome story for sure. Back in January, Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun resigned after the news of door panels blowing off of a 737 MAX 9 flight, of course. That was a huge story earlier this year. Now, Boeing is naming Kelly Ortberg as its new president and CEO. He is a former executive with aerospace company Rockwell Collins, and he will take the helm August 8th.
And Uber and Lyft have agreed to phase out lockouts, which have reduced the higher vehicle driver pay in New York City since mid-May. New York's for-hire vehicle drivers were getting mandated minimum pay, which guarantees drivers get paid for time spent between trips even. However, the companies have been locking drivers out of their apps at times during their shifts in order to avoid paying them when they're in between rides. Lyft responded saying that the company supports an environment that allows New York City drivers to earn whatever, whenever, and however they want driving on the Lyft platform. So it looks like they might start phasing out their little pseudo lockouts that they've been doing.
Yeah, I love how they respond to the controversy by saying, hey, listen, we support this and that, and we want them to be able to make money however and whenever. It's like, yeah, you're only saying that after we're hearing this news now of the of these lockouts that are being done. I don't know. That's some shady stuff there. 5:49, we'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, some pop culture notes followed by wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Project 2025. What is it? What does it stand for? Who made it? Does it reflect the Republican Party or the 2024 platform? Is it something that Trump is responsible for? Is it even fair to say he's affiliated with it or not? We also talked with Matt Coughlin, the airport director, about some things that they're doing at the airport to alleviate congestion, particularly in the screening line and in the passenger drop-off and pickup area. And drama in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. Really? Oh, yeah. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We were talking about long butts. Lululemon has pulled one of their leggings because apparently women were complaining it gives them long butt. I was texting a friend of mine who was laughing about it, and I said, you know, thinking about it, Captain Longbutt sounds like it would be a great pirate name. Captain Longbutt.
Really? That's what passes as a great pirate name nowadays.
It sounds good. I got a text here. Sad to say, but probably the women who complained just had long butts, and those that didn't never complained. Leggings are what they are, and your butt is what it is. And well, there's that too. And I mean it had enough complaints apparently though. That's why Lululemon pulled. I mean they were just released on July 9th. And here it is, July 31st, and they've pulled them already because of that amount of complaints. That's pretty bizarre. So,
yeah.
and I tried to look up a picture. I was, what does this look like? And I couldn't really find any. I couldn't find the leggings. They've purged them from the internet.
They're not going to get anybody to see. They're not going to get any of the flat-butted women to model, probably.
Not flat butt, long butt.
Long butted, whatever. Yeah. But like flat butt makes sense. Long butt doesn't. That's why my mind doesn't go to that. I'm like,
apparently some people are okay with flat butt. They don't want to have a long butt.
It's one thing to say it makes my butt look flat. It's another thing to say it makes my butt look too big. It makes my butt look long. I don't, whatever.
Long. It's amazing. That's the complaint. Yeah. Actress, director, and producer Elizabeth Banks says she was saved by a guardian angel on the set of Skincare, her new movie. She was alone in her trailer eating lunch when a little green pea got stuck in her throat. She shared, "I threw the door open, couldn't make any noise, was so afraid, it was terrifying." A crew member walked by and saw her right at the just at the right moment and asked, "Are you choking?" When she indicated she was, the crew member very calmly performed the Heimlich maneuver. She explained that he had to do it twice. His name is Julius. He's my guardian angel. Quote, "Julius, I love you." End quote.
Very wholesome very nice. There. And M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Trap, is expected to battle for second place when it hits theaters this weekend. The thriller starring Josh Hartnett is projected to make $15 to $20 million in its debut domestically. It's going to be fighting most likely with Twisters, which is expected to make between $17 and $19 in its third weekend. Meanwhile, Deadpool and Wolverine is projected to take first for the second straight week with $75 to $95 million. And Harold and the Purple Crayon is expected to make $6 to $7 million in its debut weekend.
Yeah, I think it's funny that even you're saying, like, they're just battling for second place at this point. Deadpool and Wolverine is probably still going to be number one.
Oh, God. And it is to no surprise. I mean, especially considering the Twisters, you know, has already had its moment. But then
it was already number one, yeah.
All the talk about Deadpool and Wolverine, it's just been insane leading up to its actual release. So it doesn't surprise me at all that it's making that kind of money.
Yeah, and especially when it has the number one record for a rated R debut last weekend, then there's going to be people who may not even thought about seeing it who now are going to go, well, I might need to go look at that then, you know, when it gets that kind of press and publicity that starts to wake people up a little bit. So where'd it go? Oh, actor Jonathan. Actually, first let's get Traffic on the Fives before we continue on.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Sorry, lost track of time there. Alrighty, let's see. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still got some backups there from some construction. It does appear to be slowly but surely breaking up, though. You're not really backed up as much on the I-110 North. You're more backed up onto the turn. We also have some backups still at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess. Outside of that, it's just going to be Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. And we still have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Hopefully those will die down sooner rather than later as well. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a 30% chance of thunderstorms that's going to be looming around tonight and bleed into tomorrow. And tonight's low is going to be 80 degrees. That is your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, now let's get into Jonathan Majors. He's a little upset that he's basically being replaced by Robert Downey Jr. So actor Jonathan Majors was playing Kang the Conqueror in the most recent Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, but he was canceled after being found guilty of harassment and assault. So he was dropped by Marvel, and so now they need to find a new bad guy, and that new bad guy is going to be Robert Downey Jr. playing Dr. Doom, which I think is kind of, I don't know. I mean, I love Robert Downey Jr., but he's Iron Man. He's Tony Stark. You can't make him Dr. Doom now, but I guess they can. It's just like, what's his name, Josh Brolin playing both Thanos and playing Cable in Marvel Cinematic Universe. So anyway, Jonathan Majors did say, though, he's excited to see what Downey Jr. can do as Doom, and he would love to come back to Marvel if that's what they want and fans wanted.
I don't know, man. Being found guilty, that's a big difference maker there. Costner's Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 2, is premiering at the Venice Film Festival after its U.S. release got pulled. The Western had a planned August 16th release in the States before that was scrapped earlier this month. Costner directs and stars in the second Horizon installment alongside Sienna Miller, Sam Worthington, Jenna Malone, and Danny Houston. There's no O in it, but the Venice Film Festival happens August 28th through September 7th.
All right. And then we've got some here. So former Saturday Night Live cast member Maya Rudolph will be returning to the show this fall. She is going to reprise her role as Vice President Harris through the 2024 election. So she'll probably be making multiple appearances throughout different episodes during the election season. So she won an Emmy in 2020 for her portrayal as Vice President Kamala Harris on a December 2019 episode of SNL. And as soon as Harris or Biden announced his decision to drop out of the 2024 race, fans immediately started calling on SNL to bring her back. And so she's obliged to do so. So she's going to be doing that. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. And some wacky stories here. A woman is luckily expected to survive after she was attacked with a shovel in Fresno. She took a friend to her ex-boyfriend's home to drop off some things, and that's when it turned violent. Police say the man began beating them both right in front of neighbors. At least one person tried to intervene, but it was too late for the friend, who unfortunately died at the hospital. Police are still piecing together what led up to the assault.
And finally here, the Florida Treasure Coast, actually Port St. Lucie, has been ranked the most unsafe place for drivers in the country, you know, right here in Florida. So you got to watch it over there. Apparently 45,000 citations and warnings in Port St. Lucie alone, according to Allstate America. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming back after WEAR with your top three stories and your top local news. Next.